Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to do it the right way. I waited for you. I asked you a question. I wish we were destined with your reply. It's been hard. Have you ever seen yourself in the mirror? See, I've been holding back. I've been wanting that sweet holy heart.
painfully aware that you want my hands right here and my mouth right there. Girl, don't play shy, show me how bold you can be. Open your mouth and tell me where you want me.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want,
I'm no more hoping, wishing, name your position, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got it, babe.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got it.
No more hoping, wishing, name your position, I got it, babe.
Oh, I love them girls, girl, you gotta get but naked.
Damn, girl. You look so good. Won't you come over here?
Button, and I belong to you. Don't look at the clock. Yeah. 2:45. We got all night. First, you gotta tell me what you want me to do.
Take a brief pause for the cause. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe, the starship, where we boldly go where poems have never gone before. This is a for real entertainment network where we encourage you to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Now, I know it's been a minute. But we back. And I am not just here by myself. I'm your marvelous host, Hav Rux, also known affectionately amongst my fellow Drippertons as King Drip. Hey, Drip and George. That being said, we're going to have an amazing night. An amazing night for y'all this evening. Now, listen. Let me give some disclaimers, all right? Number one, Epiphany Radio Universe is not responsible for any content that's being said by spoken poets, whether affiliated or non-affiliated. This is a protected speech place where we will say what we want to say. Two, we are not responsible for any pregnancies, any side piecery, any side dickery, tickety-dicky doc, whose ever mouse runs out the clock. How you decide to do what you do, that's on you. You're grown. We don't hold hands over here. We do smack drinks out your hand and occasionally a couple roundhouses and some kung fu. That being said, third thing, which is most important, if you hear something you fucking like, take it home and try that shit. Try it. You might make something happen. Now, you'll be experiencing the full drippage of the incredible people here. We're supposed to be doing beautifully dope, but I feel the energy is kind of brilliantly filthy, And I know we said we were going to do some brilliant. We did Brilliantly Filthy last time. This might be a part two. I know I put Dope on there, but we're just going to leave it open for anybody else who decides to participate. Now, if you would like to participate in this or partake in the discussion, please make sure that you press 1 to raise your hand so that you may be in the queue. Now, we treat this like a live stage. We leave everything open. We expect people to be adults. I don't have to talk to Drip. The Drip will talk to you. And make sure that everything is, you're not disrespectful. You're not doing anything animalistic or bestial or anything strange. You're not disrespecting anybody. And we're getting along fine. More importantly, you know, it's a hive. We sting over here. Now, that being said, it's a For Real Entertainment Network. For Real Entertainment. You have to understand, we here. And we've been here. We're going to stay here. That man is the man. I'm just a ringling. But he's graciously given us the space for us to come here and do the Honey Drippers in our third season. This is Honey Dripper 3.0. It is amazing. We just had a new class come through the brand new heavy. Stay crazy. You know, Drip U22, Win22, you know. It's you know, you're just going to have to get yourself together. You're going to have to get yourself together because it's going to be some stuff. So let me throw on our famed Honey instrumental so you understand that we are not to play you, and I'm going to start opening up these mics, and we're going to get to it. Now, I'm going to introduce people by their Drip names. If you're unfamiliar, please hit one of us in the back channel, ask us questions, and we might be able to answer those questions for you if we feel like it. More importantly, what you need to know is tonight is rather special because it's our first time back. We're still in the third season. There's been a lot of stuff that's been going on. I am super proud and of these amazing fucking individuals that are so fucking dope. And if you don't know them, you better follow them because they're just the best. So let's open these mics. Now, coming up with these mics is a person also on Epiphany. It's just too much stuff to talk about, but I'm just bringing it in. She's one of my best friends, my favorite Philly John, La Perla Negra. Yay, La Perla Negra, what's good?
Hey, hey, what's good with you? I love your introductions, man. You just a baby. How you doing?
I'm just saying. Yeah, I got to put all this stuff in here. I got to make sure it's happening. Hold on, let me see. I didn't get the chance to label everybody because I was talking. I was trying to get the music in the background. Eric
Hill,
571, who this?
This Automatic Charismatic.
Automatic Charismatic, early in the day. I can't believe it. Okay, what up, Auto?
I'm doing fine. Let's go, right, my
I'm just, what's going on, Brody? What's happening? All right, I'm going to have you in here. Hold on for a second. You know, Automatic Charismatic is not a member of the Drip, but he is a long-time participant in the Epiphany Radio Universe, our favorite truck driver, although I think he roots for the wrong team on football, but we ain't going to talk about that right now. All right, so now we're going to go over here.
I'm chilling.
I'm glad. We're going to go over here. We're going to go to the MDZA. Now to Alabama. Lisa Lips, are you there?
Yes, I am.
We're getting ready to get served. There's about to be some stuff going on. All right. Now we're going to go from you. We're going to go to ATL Shorty. We're going to go to He Comes to Me as a Rare Epiphany. Noise ringing, bell ringing. Rare Epiphany. Rare, are you there?
Yeah, what it do, what the business is. Shout it. You know I'm here. Welcome back, bro. Welcome back.
See, that's I'm just telling you, that's instant butt clenching energy. I like it. It's good.
Clench them, boy. You know I like it when you clench them.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a full clench. All right. Auto's like, what's going on? What the fuck? Auto, you just walked into some shit. Just want to let you know that. Don't be afraid.
Okay. All right.
Now, I don't know, this is 504, so I don't know if it's peer or pressure, but I'm assuming it's drippy. Is it drippy? It's got to be drippy because it's too dramatic. I didn't hear the yar. I don't hear a growl. Nothing. Drippy. Drippy, you there?
He trying to talk to y'all.
Man, listen, you goofing off right now. Oh, okay, I got y'all mixed up. I'm sorry, my bad. So then, okay, I got pressure.
Wow.
AKA snap. Not a word.
Wow.
And that's drippy. That's drippy, the royal drink.
The royal drink. What's happening, everybody?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you, drippy. Can we get a growl for the ladies, please? Can we get a growl for the ladies?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So you're going to start this early? Yeah. Wet panties around. Okay. All right, so we're going to go to also another person from Epiphany, part of Mahogany Soul's Jukebox, one half of Kings and Queen Corner, the other half of Five Speak, and also known as Enigmatic Soul from Brand New Heavies, Mahogany Soul. Mahogany Soul, you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, 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 everybody.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right. I'm just going to open all these lines. I'm going to just go one by one because there's a lot of you. And on top of that, I see you, Ominous Vox, but you didn't raise your hand. But area code 609 is, who's that? Area code 609.
Is it me?
Yeah, say your name.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Area code 609, who is this?
It's Poetess.
All right. There we go. That's good. That's good. So it's Tsunami. So we got that. I'm terrible at reading names.
Let me correct that. It's Tsunami.
Yes.
How y'all doing?
All right. That's good. All right. So I'm assuming, is this Lou Draws? Eric Code 24? No, that's not. That's Eros, a.k.a. the Chef's Kiss. Am I correct? Area code 240.
Which one of us?
I don't know, but I'm gonna go from area code 240. I'm gonna go from 240
could be Lady Sass and Mr. Flip.
Why are you saying nothing? I'm sitting here.
No.
Lady Sass, Lil S or S. I got you. All right. He's just cutting up over here. This is a problem when I can't read the numbers. All right. I got that. Okay. Then we're going to go from you for the brand new heavies. We got the Theologist. Hey, Theologist. How are you?
Indeed. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Okay.
They owe you?
All right. No, we good. We good. All right, we got it. Okay. All right, so I'm assuming 240 is either Lou Draws or Eros. Who is it? Which one is it?
Lou Draws, baby. Lou Draws. What's up?
Ah,
Lou Draws.
Oh, this is great representation right now. And then, of course, we have Ominous Vox, the Pen of Omens. Are you there?
And so it begins.
See, there we go. Good shit. All right. Good shit. All right. Now, all right. So listen. Number one, I'm going to ask y'all. So I'm going to ask general questions. I'm going to ask five general questions, and away we go. Right? And we're going to answer the questions. We're going to spend about 10 minutes answering these questions, and then we're going to let shit fly. And when I say let shit fly, I mean let shit fly. Drip. Fucking drip. Do your worst. Do your motherfucking worst, because it's our first time back, and we need to show people. And we have people listening to us from all over the country and in other countries. I don't really talk about it a lot, but that's what's going on tonight. I purposely didn't do certain things so that I would just have y'all come in and just do and be your most natural selves. All right, got some plans. It's going to work out. Now, to the motherfucker in Australia who's listening to this shit and keeps taking the shit and acting like you mean, I'm going to catch you. Just understand, I'm going to catch you. As soon as I understand the laws a little bit better in Australia, I'm going to get your ass. Stop fucking imitating me. You're not me. Cut it out. I seen the website, and I'm going to keep telling them to take that shit down. Cut it out. All right? Now that it's out of the way. now that it's out the way. Deadass. Somebody in Australia. I'm like, yo, you really going on my thing and just stealing pictures like you mean? That shit is crazy. Right? Anyway, that being said, I got 5 questions for the drip. Y'all ready? And anybody? Right, and I stole this question from Mahogany Soul. All right. What is your favorite drip story? And I could take 5. You got making sure it's only like 2 or 3 minutes a piece. All right. Your favorite drip story. Your favorite drip story.
Got to be brilliantly dope in ATL this past February. Nope, better yet, Albany, when that girl grabbed Walking Erotica.
Yes, God. Be best. Lord, on that.
That is the going down in the world history books of dripperage. That's my favorite. I'm sorry.
You know, but Lady Sass, you know what's crazy about that? I saw her this weekend. She's very proud that she did that. She's very happy.
Crazy. Bullshit, bro. I'm calling bullshit. Because she busted the tears, ran to her man like she was accosted. Like she wasn't the villain to the story.
Listen. No. She was very proud, and she would do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact,
she's actually waiting for us to come back to do it again.
I wish you could see my face. My lips are all the way to the left. Bullshit.
No, she was very...
Man, when she broke her neck, she get up there. I couldn't believe it.
And she got warned. When she stood up, I literally said, don't do that. She warned her out the gate. She's just a little dumbass. Volunteer.
She did do the Usain Bolt on the stage. She really did, though.
Yes.
She really did.
Somebody yelled out that she signed a waiver, so, you know, they tried to warn her.
Man, I asked if she have an emergency contact.
Yeah, that's what it was.
She beat everybody to the stage. You don't even understand. In heels, took off. Like, and I seen her come out. I was like, holy shit, she's really on the move.
In her hand, he literally said, grab this. And then he said the next word, literally, grab this. And she still didn't get them contact clues. No.
She didn't want to grab the mic.
She didn't want to grab the mic. She didn't want to grab the mic. She did not. She was not focused on that. All right, so that's one. Favorite trip story.
Mm-hmm. My favorite drip story is when somebody walked in with a bottle that was almost as tall as he was. We saying her name, and it said bottle was a moonshine. That was probably my favorite story. Won't do it again. Learn my lesson. Right. Your pinches into the water.
Whoosh.
Ain't gonna do it no more. Nothing. I ain't gonna do it no more.
Listen. I'm just going to tell you, if a particular giant comes to you with some moonshine, you should do your best
to avoid.
Don't do it. Don't. And you know,
there.
And
I'm up there. No alcohol, no drugs.
But you did it, and there was consequences to pay. I'm sorry, you did that. But you know, hey, it's your first time. You didn't know. You didn't have no idea. You could figure it out. All right. Let me see. All right. One more. Drip story. Best drip story.
Favorite drip story is a tie between walking in and surprising Mojave. Just the look on his face, like, what is this that's going on? First time we met, and getting the privilege to see Rare perform at full throat. That was just epic.
Just
amazing.
That's true. Rare is on the ass. I mean, in a good way.
I agree. Rare Tiffany, she should come with a morning label.
Yeah.
Can she show me the plate? She'll be the plate, baby. Come here, girl. What you doing?
This is true.
You gotta do it like two times. Hit her with a say, girl.
This is super true.
It's about to be winter. Come here, girl.
All right, so
I would have to say Holly seeing titties in his face.
Wait, sitting on face?
This
what?
Is true.
What we saying?
Really?
Right. Holly know what I'm talking about.
Think,
that's why he said this is true.
Say 1, 2, 3, 4, shit.
I don't know what to tell you. Walking Erotica just came to the building. Walking Erotica, you here?
Walking Erotica.
No.
We talked
yes,
to them
Lord.
All.
Unless it's Marielle. But, I mean, if it's Shinobi.
No, it's me. Oh, are you
okay,
now?
Okay.
Walking around.
I'm honored. No. Nah. I'm sorry. I can't.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Bitch, you better. How was that?
You better.
Yeah, not. It's good, but you know, it's not the official tissue, you know, the soul gargler, you know, is not a thing. All right, so
yes,
here's another question. Who y'all think got the best nicknames in each class? Who you think got the best nicknames in each class? And then we're gonna start this poetry shit. All right, who you think got the best nicknames?
I love Rare.
Now, Rare kept her name, so it really didn't happen. So let's do it by class. In 122, who got the best nickname?
Mario.
In 122?
I said 122.
Mario is drip you.
Mario is fall. 122.
He is
drip you.
What up?
That's a hard one because, you know, most of our class, a lot of members of our class came in with their own name.
Royal Drench.
I like the Royal Drench. I like because he has a plethora of names. He has all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Drench, Prince Wet,
wants all his personalities.
First of all, Walking Erotica has the best name of our class.
Well, I mean,
that was his name.
But I don't know what year he did it. That's his name, though. That's his stage name, Walking
Erotica. That's his stage name. But his drip name is
Mr. Yes Lord.
Mr. Bitch, you better.
Mr. Bitch, you better. That one has to be my favorite, though.
I need to hear it.
Anytime I'm earshot,
I need to hear it. Glorious.
All right, so then we're going to go from 122, we're going to go to 422. Drip you 22. Who y'all think got the best nickname?
Pound Cake.
Honey Dripperton.
Honey
like
Dripperton, Pound Cake, yeah. Shinobi.
Sensei.
I mean, I kind of like Mary Jane.
This whole class had some great names except two of us.
I'm very partial to Lou Draws and Honey Dripperton.
You know, because Lou Draws, that shit is brilliant. It's brilliant.
Lou Draws was great. Honey Dripperton, yeah. Pound Cake, Shinobi. Yeah.
Lady Sass, Little S, all ass was genius.
That's true. Especially after the show, after Drip Fest and all of me. Everything was spilling out. I was like, if she makes the wrong move, we just gonna get flashed. This is gone. Come on, titty. No, I'm just kidding.
I had to live up to my name, damn it.
If you sneeze, it was gonna be over.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was.
I was fighting for my life, but I won.
I don't know if you was fighting for your life. Maybe your girls was. I was like, your girls was fighting for their life. This, that was going
nah,
on.
No, I was
like,
fighting for my life, trust me. But I won in the end.
I was like, you did it. You did well. You did well. You kept them in. They didn't come out. It's great. All right. So now for of course, the brand new heaviest, best nickname.
Tsunami.
I love Tsunami, but I got my name from Rare, so clearly I got the best name. Maybe.
But it's true. It's peer pressure. That's peer pressure. And Snap, she's not a poet. It all works. It all works. You know, because well, you be captain. Matter of fact, we should have called. We should have called.
That's me. She's not a poet.
Philologist.
I'm very partial to my name.
Yeah, likewise. Well, I'm very precious to my name and the sub-name to my name. I like them both. I am a tsunami.
I love Godiva. That place. I love that name. But that one is definitely gets my vote too. I think all of my names are really different and cool. It's very appropriate.
Yeah, Pen of Omens is kind of, it's very appropriate. Pen of Omens is a banner name, for real. Yeah.
I'm telling you, that
is cold.
I'm going to talk. I shit myself when I heard that name.
Cold.
I did.
I started to take that.
Wait,
what?
Guys. I didn't know it was going to do with involuntary bowel ejections. I mean, geez.
Yo.
Oh my God!
I'm concerned.
All right, so let's get my name to have
meaning and really vibe with people, but I didn't know it was doing that to you. I'm just saying.
Listen, it was some shit. It was some shit. It was good. And I tell you, I was like, yo,
if it does that to you, what happens? Put on Ominous Box then.
No, but Ominous Vox didn't have the same. It works better now because you get Ominous Vox, the Pen of Omens. That shit is fly as fuck. It works. You know, I would like to see that, but you know, Pen of Omens is some shit. Like immediately, I started making like a pen with the Eye of Thundera on it. It was crazy. That's some good stuff. That's a whole.
Are you afraid? Are you having nightmares?
Nah, I wasn't afraid. I just love that shit. I was like, yo, that's a great ass name. Anyway. That's besides the point. All right, so before we get started, right, we got a couple of guests that just came up in here. So I know Otto's in here, so we're going to get them out the way. And I also think Jared is
here. I got a question.
All right, what's the question?
All right, I want to create a trip name called Mr. Bob.
Now, you
Mr.
Can't,
Bob
you,
Freddy or
you,
Nolly.
No, listen. Wait. Otto. You can't get a drip name unless you're in the drip.
Oh, I know.
You have to be in the drip to get a drip name.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You know, I don't make the rules. Actually, I do. But I just enforce them. But I can support them. But what we're going to do is, right, so I think Jared is here. Jared, King, you in here?
What's up, black man?
What's happening, black man?
Awesome.
All right, so yeah, see, you know, you had to get another epiphany. Host Jared and Gina show on Saturdays, but also you know, the Small House of Poetry, the most excellent form, one of the best interviewing joints that you ever have on the Clubhouse app, because they be doing that thing. They really curate a serious and solid feature for people. So, you know, kudos to you, Jared, for that.
Bro, that's big coming from you, Mojave.
Nah, man, listen, it's what it is. All right, So what we're going to do, I know there's area code 864. I don't know who that is. If you can tell somebody in the back channel so I can bring you up or something like that, because y'all know it's because I don't be reading numbers. I suck at it. But we're going to let our guests go first so that they can go, and then we're going to drip. So, Otto, you ready? Otto.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready? All right. Now, Otto. You got 3 minutes to make it sick, bro. We can't be doing 5-minute poems. You know, you got to. Now, I know you like to freestyle, but
three minutes,
you got to nail it. You got 3 minutes. All right? right, so you ready? The mic is yours.
Yeah. Make my words go ahead and dehydrate. Don't you know when I go deep up in you, I violate. I'm ready to annihilate. Your whole thoughts is mine. Everything that I get to you is down to the grind. I had to rhyme because you so damn fine. From one of a kind, and you know I step in the line. Damn, I shine. And make sure that when it's my name, it's on your drawers. Take a pause. And you know Christmas came early. Don't you know that I'm worthy? Yeah, checkmate. I regulate as I go ahead and demonstrate. And drive.
All right. Let's give it up for Auto. Give it Automatic Charismatic. DC Go Go, brother. Give it up. Stop your fingers. Stop your feet. All right. That's what's up. I like that. Auto, you came in under time. So I love that. Hold on. I'm trying to get to my favorite because, you know, we're going to be ringing some bells in a second. And what you call it? Where we at? Here we go. Here we go, Auto. All right. We're going to go to our other guest, Just Jay. Fantastic call it. Amazing, man. Just Jay, are you ready to bless the microphone, sir?
Can I get about 2 minutes, Mojave? 3-4 minutes. 2-3 minutes.
All right. So I'm going to throw you in because we're going to get started and we're going to get going. And so we're going to start rocking out. And so from here, matter of fact, hold on. Maybe I should do. No, it's not enough time. So matter of fact, let me just hit the bell. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves. We'd like to welcome you to the Honey Dripper 3.0, Beautifully Dope, featuring the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. And our first person that we have coming up to the microphone is a very dope and lovely La Pearl La Negra.
All right. This is untitled. He told me he's not cheating on me. He just has a separate relationship with my throat. I said my throat makes stalkers, and my hips know your lips as well, so I don't mind swinging. Come on, play with me. Though your spirit inspires my light within, your words contour my soul. Because they know my hidden spaces. Open to me freely. So that I may plunge in the exquisite force that is your energy. And I promise I will only go as far as you allow me. My body never stops calling to you, longing for you, but you can go as deep as you want. I love your body language. Talk to me in my native tongue the way only you know how. Tell me once again to spread those sexy thighs of mine and make room for you to enter. Show me how much you love my creative playfulness. You know it's cute and naughty, but my thoughts are naughtier, and I'm really, really wet because I know what to do with them. Let's have sex on the beach. And let me ride your face before I ride you. I want you to feel my warm fluids run through your beard and down your chest. But when I slide this pussy down on that beautiful, wonderful, delicious, mouth-watering tool, I want to feel us wet, skin to skin. Or we could just 69. You fuck my face as I deep throat and suck you into my esophagus while you drink my sweet elixir after signing your name all over her with that glorious tongue of yours. And we could just kiss after we come. Great sex doesn't have to happen in the bedroom. That's their peace.
Eesh.
You
filthy.
You filthy. Meow, 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 meow.
Thank you. Well, goddamn. We just want to make sure that you understand that tonight we are not responsible for any babies that are happening, but if you like it, take it home, try it out. Let's give another round of applause for La Perla Negra and the happy positivity super filthy joint. And it ain't going to get no better. It ain't going to get no better because we running down the line. We're going to go over here to the pussy tizer known as Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, are you ready to serve us?
I certainly am.
The mic is yours. Let me give you a round of applause. And the mic is yours.
Hey, Big Sexy. I saw you checking me out from across the room. Don't you know I've been thinking what you're thinking all along? I saw you when you walked in, moving like a jungle cat and scanning the room for prey. So I moved into the shadows, you see. I'm a seasoned hunter, so I watch. I ease in behind the crowd so I can watch until it's time for me to make my move. Then I step from the perch and cross the center of your vision. Glancing your way, I take a seat on the fringe of the crowd, making sure there's an empty seat beside me. I notice you studying the ride of my breath and the way I move, but I pretend not to see, so when you approach, I let you invite yourself to sit. Now I have you right where I want you, and I know we'll be flesh to flesh long before sun's rise. Your chocolate skin, easy conversation, and sexy style makes me want to see you bare in my candlelight. So I play coy, say something about calling you tonight and making you have to rush your game. You offer to walk me to my car, and once there, I let you pin me to it. With my hand on your chest, I fold my body into yours, seeming helpless to resist you. I raise my gaze, move my hand to your face, and press my chest to yours. Our lips touch, and the fire is ignited. So I move back breathless, making you hungry for more. Turning to enter my car, I'm sure to let the curve of my hips check the firm bulge you're trying to hide. I let you talk me into coffee, but I pick a spot I know is going to be crowded. After only a short wait, you ask if I really want to be here, so I shyly volunteer that I live close. You've got me now, or so you think, but I'm already planning breakfast. When we enter my front door, the lights are dim. Smooth jazz is softly playing in the room, smells slightly of musk. I kick off my shoes as you pull me down next to you on my sofa. My game is now in play. My hands find their way to your flesh, but I prepared for this. Torturing you is my design. My undergarments keep you from reaching my skin, and you need my help. We head for my bedroom, and when you see the leather straps, awareness begins to dawn. You've been reeled in. I slowly bind you to my bed. The wide strap holds you firmly across your chest, and struggling is useless. Still laced in my corset, I rub you in warm almond oil. Then I stand on the bed and remove my panties, revealing a glint of silver in my eyes. As I lower myself down, the warm feel of my piercing rolls down the side of your erection, and I lean back and take you all in. Satisfied that I have the right fit, I begin to unlace myself, revealing my full breasts. Your mouth waters for a taste, but not yet. I dismount, revealing your throbbing member, and when you try to touch it, I force your hand away. This is my game now, and your pain is my pleasure. I straddle your stomach and lay on your chest, Your hands touch me everywhere you can reach, and your mouth is hot on my skin. So I take pity and loosen the strap, slide off and kneel beside you, inviting you to take me from behind. You drive me hard, just like I like it. Your hands hold my hips in place as you grind deep, and I feel your eruption inside me. And your exhaustion, you lean over me. So I slide prone, allowing you to stay inside me, on your knees as you rest on my back. As your breathing returns to normal, I move slowly to arouse the sleeping dragon within. He pushes his way to attention, and I go wild. This was the feeling I sought all night. You lunge deep, and the pain gives me pleasure. It happens fast, a double explosion that shakes the soul. So we lay spent together in the scent of sweat, musk, and almonds. You played the game well, young buck. The hunter releases the prey to play another day. I'm lips, and you've just been serviced.
Damn.
Well, okay.
I was stuck at being pinned to the car because all kinds of crazy, nasty shit just visuals ran through my head. Just the licking and the lip biting and the pelvis bump. Girl, okay.
I just want to get this clear. I just want to make sure that I heard what I heard because it was like a riding, and then you got off, and then people smacking people's hands away from their own arrest. You know what? I'll just hit the bell one more time. Just hit the bell. Just hit the bell. Just be gone. All right. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
This bell also means you should try that shit. So if I hit the bell one too many times, I'm sorry. I'm going to hit it again. Nicely inviting people. I invite you to take me from behind. Okay. I see you. I see
Wait
you.
Wait a minute, damn it. Hold on.
Is
the honey dripper covering anything at Mako? I just want to make sure if there are dents in the car, it's all good.
We're not
responsible.
There's a reason I'm called a pushizer. I love what I do.
You know, if you got you in your car doing something, we ain't got, don't send us cleaning bills. We ain't paying for that either. We not paying for no cleaning bills. We're not paying for none of that. Squirtage, we don't cover that. Squirting is not covered in the contract. I'm going to come back around to Jared. Jared, did you have, Jared, are you there? King, are you there?
I'm here soon, Deanna. I'm ready, brother.
You ready? You ready? Because we're going to throw you. We're going to do the presto change or mix-up, and, you know, and we're going to let you put your RBs. We have the meat voice in here and make some bad shit happen. Are you ready? Make some bad shit happen.
Guilty as charged, sir.
You know. So we're going to give you the mic. And also, salute. Stefania just came up in here. We had to go get her. We came by with the Poetry Uber. I know Gina's not here, but I'm borrowing her term. Poetry Ubered her over here, so she's in the back. Everybody say what's up to Stefania.
Hey,
hey,
beautiful Black
Lady. Oh, it's a full house. It's a full house. We got some other people in here too, but they ain't raised their hands. So we're gonna see what happens to them when we're talking. But in the meantime, in between time, for the Small House of Poetry, the very dope and Epiphany Radio, Just Jay and Gina show, very own Just Jay. The mic is yours. Good sir, hold on. Let me give you some applause.
Peace to the room as well. The embodiment of strength, vigor, an imposing muscular structure, a chiseled work of art in all of its grace, with the grapefruit at its base. Tonight, miss, your tongue's twitch will flip the switch that will send Chernobyl to critical. Like a lichen-covered water slide as the shaft glides down your hollow. A meal promised, but repeatedly pulled back, teasing your appetite into ecstasy. While I supply little drops of lubricating action, on causing futzing while you froth broken Slavic communications and reciprocations, you receive waves of titillating seeping secretions from the depths of your folded folds, causing your faunas, flora, to pheromone. You are an amazing piece of machinery. While I cup your ears so your gasp are all you hear as the trombone slide, slides. Oh, how the organ loves making pipe music. The most gentlest giant you have ever encountered. You have found your Ahab, your right whale, your Kilimanjaro, your test of endurance. You're becoming impatient. I can feel it in your frenzy. You have come to conquer. You're past your point of no return. To raise the bottle in victory, shake the magnum and twist the neck. As you fully open your next passage, it's string. As your eyes roll in a heroin-induced dream. Pulling, ringing, milking every drop of savory libation as you lay back, breathless, panting, and smiling, confident in a job well done. Poem.
God damn. Why does that when you got somebody like that right now? All right. Who got locked up in your basement?
What the hell?
Who in chain?
My damn.
Jared.
Yes, sir. Right. Hey, Scott. How you doing, brother?
I know what's in your cup now.
Unbuckle that woman.
Damn, I did this in Mojave. I did this in your room, and I was actually thinking of a female poet's voice when I had did this poem. This is like the first real deep erotic I did.
Yeah,
listen. I'm saying this is not a panty dropper. This is a panty bringer. You bring out the panties. That's what happened. You get some.
Bring them out.
The hell? Handcuffs, chains, belts, and buckles.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Hey, welcome to the Honey Dripper. Welcome.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all letting me be up in here and rocking with y'all, man.
I'm going to give you another bell. Here you go. There you go. Go home and try that shit. Go home and try that shit.
Thank you, sir.
Keep some more. But secret, I kind of knew you. I said we gonna come in here and fuck up some shit. This is gonna happen. I knew we was gonna come in because Jack was prepared. Yeah, shout out to you, King. And people's jaws is wet. We ain't gonna say who, but not mine. Anyway,
thanks, Indiana.
I love the not mine. All right,
so now, but now we go. I'm going full clench on this because I kind of have it on high. There's going to be serious clenches going on, wetness, bridges raising, stuff getting knocked off the tables, stretching of the Levi's, jean shorts, drawers, what have you. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare epiphany, are you there?
I am here. I'm here. These people, you know what?
Yeah. If
how you
come
out
the
gate?
The floor is getting.
It is, because it's Danielle. I blame her. I blame the Pearl of Negra. She started this.
You get people pregnant, so don't even
she
try.
She did. Now, come on. You came out here, nipple swinging. You swang with the nipples and did all kinds of stuff and put all kinds of things in people's mouths and all
the
kinds
nipple.
Of stuff and drink. Just the nipple swinging going on here.
It was some nipple swinging. Big, big, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. That's the nipple swinging. Guy came in here. He you know, I can't talk about that, but, you know, he was swinging something. He was swinging something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people came in. There's a lot of kung fu going on right now. There's a lot of kung fu. The floors are wet. I ain't tell people, just get your water shoes. We're going to get our water shoes. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get the water shoes. Get ready. I'm going to mute myself because all going to happen. Matter of fact, let me just give you applause. And the bell. What is happening?
You know well. Come on, Brenda. You're dreaming about it. I'm
just saying. Because you asked yourself the question. Hold on.
I'm innocent. Okay. I have a home for your kiss. At the base of neck where it connects with collarbone, reverberates with moan when you linger long with breath and lick. Elicit safety protocol where you can fall into my softness without prejudice or trepidation. Bosom receives you without hesitation. Let me take in your burden. Shapeshift and reverse them into blessings while I sing peace like river into your tympanic membrane till it quivers and quickens you thicken against me. But I am in no hurry. I do not worry, for good things come to those who wait. And I have great patience for pearls of great price that will dot my throat and lip and tongue tonight. My fingers fight for the delight of dancing in your hair, rubbing away cares and doubts, pushing out any thoughts that would block or reroute these pleasures, both desired and deserved. I pour without measures. I shave and I mend into the bend of your neck, into the folds of your flesh. Open mouth kiss and suck my respects upon erect nipples. Allow open hands to translate the ripples of want and need. Read them out loud, shrouded in the dark and lovely of your name. My tongue framing you beautiful, framing you sexy, framing you enough, framing you overflow. You've been told lies all your life, and I just want the chance to wipe the slate clean, then write upon it things that bring out your truth. Peel back the layers of you, tap into who you really are, make love to your scars, run a train on your pain, backshot every negative thought in your brain, go superhead on the he said, she said, they said bullshit you internalized that bred little insecurities, shoot them into my greedy mouth and allow me to lick you clean. Then as you are burying all that is hard inside me, let me wet you up with the forget-me-nots of God. Damn, nigga, you the shit. I mean, how much better than you can a motherfucker get? You are impeccable with your gifts, invaluable with the fruit of your lips and pen and labor and grins and laughter. And long after this night is over, even longer when I am no more than a four-leaf clover in the garden of your memory, remember these moments of energy exchanged and amplified, and that I will always be the home for your kiss.
Jesus.
Get your ass over here.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm going to need you on the road. You on the road?
10,000, yes.
That's all I wanted to know.
Damn.
Why are you on the way?
That's my show.
Damn.
Oh, my.
I don't know where to let my left stand. What happened to that? On the way.
Oh,
bring that ass in.
My.
Just a bunch of involuntary giggles and blood rushing to places that I don't know. I'm a little lightheaded right now, but I'm gonna be okay. La Perla Negra, take over. I gotta see a man about a horse.
Wait a minute, Dan.
He said I'm light but heavy.
Hold on. Was absolutely
I mean, damn.
I'm questioning my sexuality.
I already got one ride shotgun.
If it sounds like somebody slapping me in the background, I ain't gonna lie, it's me.
Uh-uh.
can hear.
Oh, sorry. No, you heard me. I know you didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Mute your mic. Come on now.
Stuff had to happen. Let me just give you another round of applause. Let me just hit this bell. I'm just hitting this bell. Okay. Let me hit the bell again. And one more time. For the very picturesque images that is going to go with my same thing. Let me imagine. Okay, let me stop. Let's give it a round of applause. Yeah, I'll give it up for Rare Epiphany.
Okay. I'm trying to give it up too, Rare Epiphany. She takes it long.
All right. Shit. All right. So now it ain't gonna get no better because you know we might as well just go to it. We're going to go over to the heir apparent, the royal dress. And plus, Walking Erotica just came in the room. Walking Erotica, you there?
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Hey, yes, Lord.
What up, bro?
I need some water.
That is hilarious.
I just panties sliding down ladies' legs. Like, I just felt the panties was going down. I'm just sitting there. As soon as he started talking, I just seen that happen. But anyway, we ain't gonna make no better because Win 22, they just gonna come in here and do you know, every class does shit. Like, they do shit. But, you know, you can't put them all in a straight row, but for some strange reason it happened. So it's weird. So I'm sorry. Forgive me for allowing all this stuff to happen to y'all when it's happening, because everybody's on some shit today. So anybody, if you're listening, I'm sorry that we're not playing a lot of music. You just got to listen to the words, you know. And this is Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship, where we go with poems. And currently these poems are taking you to where you need to go. So we're not going to be mad if you got some cold press, some things are vibrating in the background, touch your neighbor, touch yourself, however you decide to do it. But we're going to bring in the heir apparent, the royal drench, Prince Wet. You're right there. Good there, you're there.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hey, you said we good. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm just doing that shit now.
Yo, what's up, Brody? What's happening? Hey, that's my brother over there. Y'all, that's my brother over there.
Hey.
So you did say we had to be beautifully dope, right? Not brilliantly filthy.
I don't care what you do, but you know where the energy is. You know what the energy is doing.
Evening, Kev.
Well, let me change my piece because I was gonna read something different. So, movie time. I want to fill your holes with excerpts until you become an expert on my dick's full length, becoming fully immersed in this Red Bull's full strength, giving wings to your venom until your energy is fully spent on this late night swim. I want you to become the show I get indulged in, a dramatic suspense about a sexual insurgent, a double agent working both sides of this intimate equation, yours and mine. A member of the CIA, Clitoris Irrigation Agency. Mixing reality and fantasy. Doesn't matter if she's smooth or hairy, I will still be penetrating deeply into the chambers of your secrets, being a prisoner to the fire of your phoenix. I'll be your hollow sorcerer for the magical way these fantastic beasts stay inside your walls, those smooth, long strokes transversing your halls. See, it will feel like I'm fucking in curses as I'm taking every bump in your currents, like they are a part of a speed trip that will take you from coast to coast on facial motor boats that boast endorphins of endurance, having your body dance when my tongue gets to cruise in the waterways of your fluids. And our fluidity will become the storm surges that create catastrophic urges, demolishing concerns of, do they deserve this? your clit, my dick, a match made in cooperative blitz, but no lights, no cameras, just the method acting of combining staminas for the role, for the lead role in a motion picture, baby. I would be the supporting actor, like how I carry your weight, whether it's in my arms or while you're sitting on my face, winning Oscars for the range of emotions I put you, that you put on display in the film of experiences, like where daydreams become real life sequences. And the only difference is instead of hearing cut, I'll be filling you with this nut.
And then he gonna grab.
That made me.
Goodness. Would I be wrong if I sang it's the honey of a O, it's Honey Nut Cheerios? Would I be wrong if
I had to give that one a shot, bro.
Honey Nut Cheerios. God damn it. Just making shit wet. You came in here making shit wet. Look at this. Let me give you another round of applause. And a bell.
Did you say you're going to give him a round of applause? A round of applause? Is that what you said?
No. That's what Lou Jaws is for. But, you know, he's around, you know, especially, you know, with the key, you know, his safe word is phalange. Anyways. So, all right. So, it's going to get worse. So, we're going to go over here. We're going to go the first appearance of a person of the new class, the Spring 23, brand new heavies, one half the host of Queen King and Queen's Quarters, one half host of Fly Speak, host of Mahogany Soul's Jukebox. I give you Mahogany Soul. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I am ready. And on behalf of the new heavy, the brand new heavies, we out here.
They said they out here being heavy. All right, so we gonna see what it do. I'm gonna clear this with a bell first. I'm gonna clear it with a bell. You know, it's real wet in here. Get your water shoes out. It's about, you know, because Rare and all of them just came in here, and I'm just saying, if you hear this sound in the background, don't be mad. Don't be mad. Just keep listening. Don't listen. Okay. Please listen to that. All right. The mic is yours.
Listen to the beat. Wait, what? Oh. All right. Thing about sunshine is, to the brother that I call my lover, I endeavor to make sure that you never meet another. Where most women offer you a duplicitousness, my energy is trained on multiplicity, exponentially perpetuating everything you give to me. These hands create increase. Please trust there is influx in everything I touch, and I plan to lay hands. Mama always said, get in his head before you get in his bed, and I have fed well on your intellect. I have dined on your ideas, and let us not forget, you asked for this. That's the sexiness of consent. You summoned me when you said my name. You brought this fire to your feet, baby. I came to you as a flame. You opened the door and let me in. The only thing left is to grant you the pleasure of wearing my skin. Let us begin, you here now, down on both knees in stilettos. I'm over 6 feet, granting you easy access to every fold of the blossoming rose I've laid before you. Flick here softly, titillate my little clitoris as if she were a telegraph key. Beep, 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 beep. Grab my ass with your nails as I explode from your Morse code. Lick this clean, sop up the juices as the fluid movement of my hips elicits drip after decadent drip of coconut creamy deliciousness. Dip your tongue deep in the effervescent pools of my ocean as I embody the goddess Oshun. Let your chin strap brace for impact as you stagger in the orchestrated orchestra of my orgasms in a symphony of slurp, slap, sups, and sucks.
and I enjoy the joys of using your dreads as my joystick. Suck it. That's enough. I pull your head back and your lips smack as your mouth detaches. Good, isn't it? You agree and agree to yes, mistress, and I am pleased. Let's proceed. Crawl here now. I claim your body as my bounty, and I will own you bone by blessed bone. I be the bridge and the troubled waters. No wasted movement. As moisture and momentum motion you forward quickly toward your ending, you better not come. As my pretty brown round grounds down on your mound, and I flounce and bounce and pound, but I've turned you out now. I'm watching my face in the mirror, smitten by the image of this full-figure vixen. Big chocolate teardrop titties, hips be wide and bendy like smile lines. Thighs got you enveloped in my lotus pretty petals. The glow of my glistening butter soft skin, the rhythm of my hips spinning got me remembering hula hoop training, glut on my deliciousness, lips searing passionate kisses, illicit and explicit, got you spouting expletives with the vigor of a good scripture. You better hold it. I change positions and motions, hips rolling, deep throating, long stroking, slap and slip, surf and grip, squeeze and pulse, rock and roll, beg for more, legs in the air, head on the floor. Yes, give me more, deeper. I'm gobsmacked as you use my hips to brace for brilliant impact. You may come in the plunge of one final stroke. You come undone, and like a gracious host, I place her back on your face. It's a compliment to the chef when you clean your plate. Enjoy the taste of all the mess you made. Savor the poise clotal melange of our married flavors. And once I've got you all tapped out, I alight in a brilliant dismount. So I don't have to ask whose dick this is. I know that it is mine. When I saw you kicking your feet, stomach on the bed, bragging to your homeboy saying, let me tell you all about sunshine. And that's a piece.
It was not Mac.
Not on the bed, kicking his feet. Kicking his feet.
Wait a minute, damn it. So she got the chains and the whip. Keep her away from Jay.
So we got, all right, so we got involuntary kegels, butt clenching, pieces sliding down shafts, people being invited to things, and then we got people kicking their feet like they on the swing. Whee!
Sound like a hell of a Friday to me.
I'm screaming.
You got to kick you. You on the swing.
That's hilarious.
You got to kick you. I'm Whee!
You ain't doing it right.
You
ain't doing it right.
One more time.
Let me tell you what she had to do.
Yep,
head dick to my no-no place.
Yeah. Made the no-no place say yes, yes.
I got stuck at the bridge and the troubled water. That was...
We just got to keep that along. All right, so if
nasty
you are listening...
And you know it, clap your hands.
She was like, Leo, me, I have a unique skill set.
Well, you know. But, Nassie, you know what clap your hands? Okay, I got you. Everybody up in this motherfucking season. What the hell? All right.
You know what?
I'm just saying. So let me go over here and ask Pressure before we go over here. Pressure, you gonna read a poem, or are you passing? You gonna pass the mic? What you gonna do? Why you
getting quiet? I was not prepared. I was supposed to do stuff. Let me see.
Stop the cat.
I can do a little something from time to time.
Well, come on with it. We gonna sit here and read. As a matter of fact, I know Stephonia's in South Savonia. I'm putting you next. I'm putting you next, Stephonia. So I hope you get ready. Get yourself ready. Because I'm pulling you next. You know, because then we, then, cause, you know, because I know Lady Sass, when she come in, her and this thing going to come in and make it real messy. She might, you know, she's going to put a titty on it or something. I don't know. It's going to happen.
Look, don't do that. And Jinx said he's not sitting tonight. Don't do that.
Do it. Do it. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I guess so. Let's do this, I guess. I didn't have the words for what I want to say, but the other day the words came and found me. Triggered by a simple sound in a TV show background that said, I want my heart to become the moon and into your chest. Then I picked up from there. I want you to feel my love like gravity anchoring you in every moment. The book of us contains all the things. So what I want in this testimony is turning lust to love to create legacy. It's an honest moment, an honest narrative, the two strawberries from the bed yesterday and in the jam today. It's how porcupines mate in a careful way. A secret both well known and elusive like God's truth. And truth is, what I want ain't all that complicated. I couldn't find the words because words are too much. For words, when I should have used my past as prologue and started with letters. All I ever really wanted was you.
Shiva made me fall in love and said, wait a minute.
Coming up in here, leaving us longing.
We're going to stop the cat. We're going to stop the damn
right.
cat. Stop it. We're going to stop the cat. Gonna cut it out. Hey, Catherine, it's crazy. I'm placing.
I like to think of me as deliberate. I like to think of myself as deliberate. It's not. That's not cap. Deliberate.
I'm deliberate. She said she delivered.
We're gonna play. We're gonna play some music because you ain't here, Catherine.
I just wanna sit here for a minute. I don't know when this moment will happen again, so let me live in it, breathing your air.
I see, that's what I had to do, because you ain't here capping. You ain't here capping. Right, y'all give it up one more time, because you ain't here playing around. I'm going to hit you with the bell in here.
Yeah.
Romantical ass. You know, I'm going to hear romantical ass poetry, but we're going to throw the phone in here. All right. Dope shit. For all your people who are listening, if you're getting horny, well, we understand because we're horny too. But we're going to go over to Texas, get the Texas Titan, known as Queen Stephonia, a.k.a. Sultry. Queen Stephonia, are you ready?
Yes. I'm ready. Ooh, y'all so bad. Ooh, okay. I'm just going to be sensual today the best I can. You are the universe, and I am truly amazed and in awe of your essence, which envelops me. Let's get lost in each other's gazes, spell casting, enchanting love, charmed an intense kiss as I feel the softness of your wet lips. And I watch the shape shifting in the lines of your face as you close your eyes for a beautiful, deeper embrace. I see how you look at me through the lids that are lowered. As you lay on your back, my lips pay homage to the delicacy of our situation. My tongue flexes its intention as I enjoy the saltiness of your skin leaving beads of perspiration behind as I taste and suck you and lick you over and over again. And Ori and Gus, you from making me fully aware I am before a God as your body glistens and shimmers while golden rays seeps through the blaze of the window shades. And while I trace my fingers over the geography of your taunt body, traversing the contours of seduction, mapping rivers of sensation, I smell the hints of citrus and musk and patchouli stirring from the sack that's before my face. The air is fragrant as you become comfortable lying with your arms behind your head. Oh my God, you are magnificent as your root becomes engorged with desire. I see the veins and the lines, and I am intrigued, and I am the fire and ashes fanning the flames that's burning deeply, ebbing eternally with lust. Damn, boy. I will be the residue covering you as a phoenix rising, basking in the rebirth of my own sexuality. Your dick is my temple, and the sounds of your moans escaping your throats are pirouettes to my hearing as the tempo documents the obvious. We both deserve sexual healing. And we know our time is not of this moment, but only existing in my mind's eye, tucked away in a hope chest filled with perseverance, tenacity, and endurance. But baby, I see you. I undress you. I smell you and I taste you. And I give you reassurance. I'm ready to take this moment to the next level. I want my back broke, my lungs stroked, my toes sucked and curled, my mind blown, my clothes ripped, my hair sweated out. I'm better than you. I want to be the angel to my devil. I want to use your halo as a lasso to rein me in and anoint me with sin with the glory of your morning star. Your dick is ablaze, ripping across the sky in glorious ways. I want to be that purpose for the scar in my womb. I want you to be the tomb which encases me, preserving my love for you for all to see. Baby, let me witness the being of you. I want you to part the red seas as you penetrate deeper with inside me and get the healing that we both deserve. I want you to open my Pandora's box. I want your mouth to get locked. I want you to know what's not porn.
Oh, my God.
Boom!
That's all
day.
My
own
breath
day.
Like that.
Oh,
this is amazing.
This is amazing. This is the aroma of the
sack.
I don't
like that.
I'm
going to have to take up yoga. Is this my
I'm just... use your halo to reel me. You know what?
That line.
Some horny shit. This is some really horny. There's some horniness that is it's pervasive. It's all throughout the room. It's very, very sexual and sensual. And that shit, it's not helping. I feel like I have a need to procreate right now. I need to procreate. That's what I need to do.
I'm screaming.
Procreate. I gotta go make babies. Even though I don't want any, I just want to practice. That being said,
what?
Let's go over here to Baltimore.
What?
Let's go over here to Baltimore. And see, lady sad, little ass, all ass, and it's true.
Procreate.
Oh, I'm screaming.
I have thousands of me I need to let off in someplace. They're going to be fresh off the boat.
Wow.
This is crazy. Lady Sass, are you ready? Hold on, Lisa. Let me give another thing for Stefania. Jeez. Jesus. All right. You ready? Matter of fact, let me just ring this bell before you get on here, because I know what you and give you some applause.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
introducing Lady Sass, little ass, all ass. You know, the queen of the heathens of sensual sessions. Do your thing.
All right. I'm going to take y'all to Pleasure Island. Welcome to Pleasure Island. I'll be your guide, Lady Sass. I'll go over the rules before we begin our tour. Please, no recordings in the rules. Don't ignore. Lower your inhibition and open yourself up to unlimited possibilities. What happens on the island? Stay. Shall we begin? Now, to your left, you'll see the peaks of the bodacious mountains, reminiscent of my silhouette. The way the hills roll and valleys dip, laying in pink sands of seduction like Tahiti. Let's not rush to where the flowers. Enjoy the tantalizing trail, slipping its way over this lush nature. Vines and lilies crown canopies gilded in dew and nectar. The sun peeking through foliage over curves and where the east and west converge, the majestic plains of meadow and limestone beckon. Water pools and lagoons flow to the fertile crescent. Here is where the bounty of life is cultivated. Let us journey forth into the cap. Don't slip on these gentle folds of earth, warmed by the core. See how it glistens with never-ending waterfalls. Careful. You may drown within these waters. Many have been lured by these hot springs, falling into whirlpools of bliss, taking rides on the slide of ecstasy. Who will volunteer to take this ride? Just go spelunk. Deep diving into cenotes, I swear, if you dive deeper into its chasm, the earth would spasm, quaking flowstones and shifting floors, unveiling hidden jewels, some that shine with pearlescent hues and others that weep with Milky Way cues. Oh, quickly, we must now depart, for the tides are rising and the delta will be submerged. Seeking higher ground is of utmost importance. Do not be deterred by the roaring of waves as water condenses into beads that rapidly roll over slates of marble. Look back at it. As plumes hover over geysers, old faithful, will you be faithful? Toss your head back and stick out your tongue. Can you taste the mist? It's heavy in the air. It's something about familiar faces. They get the most extravagant spectacle. She hopes you return for another glimpse of this vista. And this concludes our tour of Pleasure Island. Please come again. Please.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm done with that. I'm going to just breathe. I'm going to just sit here and breathe.
I'm going to wash my hands.
There's no more water in the well.
Right.
You can't keep. There's too much sucking of the ducking going on here.
I just want to know if we can get a season pass. Can we get a season pass?
Yeah. Okay. We absolutely can.
Please see management for season pass.
It's just out of control right now. It's just out of fucking control right now. This is out of control. That's what I'm going to say. You just came in here doing things. For real, I know you're probably going to fire me tomorrow because the sheer nastiness of the show. But you know, I'm going to just come back tomorrow like I come back tomorrow. But listen, yeah, it's real. It's a lot of horniness going on. But we're going to get somebody else in here to do some stuff. Make some bad stuff happen. Make some bad shit happen. We're going to call in from the brand new heavies, the Healologist. The Healologist, we're calling you in. I know you come after Lady Sass. That's kind of hard to do, but I know you got it because Lady Sass done made everybody horny. You want to go to this island and do some strange things, walk around naked. Not me, but I look. You, it's going to be good. You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Listen, I'm just horny. So we're going to do what we do.
It's a lot of horniness. It's a lot of stuff. But welcome to the drip.
I can't believe my God. Don't be nasty. This is wonderful. I don't do my life right now.
It is. Let me give you a bell. Just give you a bell. So, you know, this is your first time as a, You're coming in as brand new heavy, so you've been on the show, but now you get to drip, so you know. Make that thing good. Make that thing good.
Let's see what I can do. Yeah. No, fuck the poet. The pressure in my left arm is building up. My pink ink needs to leak. That nail polish on my feet and hands needs the reminder of your wet tongue, that firm bun, those soft lips sucking a repeat that draws me completely into the body. Got demanding nipples and needs screaming, what about me? We need a drink of you. This glass in my hand again, and it's not working. I'm stalker calling you, man. Voicemail full of, what time you get off of work with you? Bring me that long, strong flick, that man dick. Let's put some hurt in it. Let me pour all that talking. Show me states of big hands. Meet my body. Fold me. Let me lock you up. Purple cuffs, nipple clips, and double cock rings. Give me yummy peach warming oil. Fingertipped on my clit. Flex the muscles, man. Give me that 60 minutes of athletic aerobics break. Me in with that dick, bring that jaw down and fellatio, but over, get back up to it. Please, fuck the poet. Spinning aside, the road with spinning sides, let me touch it like the new women, pissy ducks, loving this pussy, extra rib, rub these walls, I'll grant your next wish. As long as you twinkle, twinkle, little star, goddamn, my dick is hard. It's to fuck the poet. The FNFF is passing a time. I already have my wine, but I don't mind if you hungry. Ain't scared of a strong set of teeth. Bite me. Psychiatry like down my spine. Spell out Q-U-E-E-N and Chakra Queen. Just requesting one thing. Fuck the poet. Spike heels towards the sky. Spread wide in victory. Take it back to old school. Bring me strawberry chews and lemon candy for a cookie. Finger me. Two fight like the gun and one trigger. Instruct me on your pronouns. He, him, that nigga. String up the sling. I'm up for a good ride. The kind that afterwards I can feel my thighs, my eyes blurry, can't see. Pulls on the floor just underneath. Loving so good I can barely breathe. Passing out from the animal moans. Fuck the poet and go home. One last second. What the hell?
I'm on the way. You're going to have to leave, apparently.
I'll
take my part. If that comes with it.
Ooh. Fire as always.
No. Listen, yep, I'm sitting here doing all this craziness. Matter of fact, let's go over here to D.C., Maryland, and see. Because number one, let me just give you a round of applause, because we out here. Listen, you should go fuck a poet. Please do that. That's, you know, and not even for breakfast. Just do it permanently. If you see a poet, you know, gladly bless them with some some coochie today. I volunteer for church. Anyway.
I like the song.
Welcome to the group. You filthy miscreants. Let's go over here. Let's go over here and see what Lou Draws is talking about. Lou Draws, is it ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, brother. Y'all ready? Let's do it.
Come on with the come on. Let's go.
I just call She Didn't Know Me. In case you're not familiar with Feel You Vince, they call me Lou Draws. I have a one-of-a-kind mind-seeking soul that I've called fine. I can be cold, but I don't mind because they call me Lou Draws. I have a penchant for floggers and gray sweatpants on joggers, pedicures that are flawless. Are you feeling a bit lawless? Black skirt, walking, brawless. You think you want all this? Baby, call me Lou Draws. I can't do necromancy while in the heat of the moment. I am a necromancer during the sound of your moaning. And while we're a-boning, I'll be tweaking your tone. And let's pause for Ray Charles, baby. Let's get stoned. You'll never find a more deviant example of the kind of lovemaking that'll keep you unraveled. Unwrapped, butterball naked. Yeah, I talk a lot of crap. Back up to my backup, face down and crack up. Lou Draws ain't about to slack up. Come to the rhythm of the beat down. You want to be down? So let's sip on some brandy. Walk naked to my kitchen, bring two snifters and hand me a towel. Have you ever had an orgasm while only hearing the sound of my vowel? I have the voice of a Dovahkiin, gaining power from your shouts. Moan for me, baby, because that's the way I come loud. Some will come loudly, nowhere near scholar. I'm a summa cum laude. Lou Draws is my power. It's hot and we're sweaty. Let's fuck in the shower. Just the tip of me will last you for hours. Welcome to my lair. Here's a bouquet of flowers. If you feel like you want to scream, and that's your way of letting off steam, Lou Draws. La, 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 Lou Draws. That's the tongue action that brings forth contraction. Lie back and relax to the sound of Lou Draws. To the pound of Lou Draws. You become accustomed when you're around Lou Draws. Ain't no need for fussing. I'm an equal opportunity. Fuck you with impunity. Like Bill Withers said, keep on using me until you use me up. And if you're not used to love, become my slave for love, forever yours. Lou Draws. Peace.
I was over here on me giving it up.
This is why I know if you come to my house, the fish is going to stop moving. Yeah.
The fish going to stop moving. I am dead.
I'm just saying.
Why the fish, though?
Why not the fish? Why not the fish? That's the question. Why not? All right, so let's move on because time is moving super fast. We're gonna go into overtime to finish up, but I don't even care because this is a great fucking night. So let me go over here and talk to Sensei Shinobi 422 Drip U. Sensei Shinobi, you ready?
Yeah, give me a second.
Let's see what the. And the bell.
I appreciate it. All right, so yeah, I got to talk about my hobby. Okay. I've been beaming. when I said season traveling, have been traveling down memory lane, clear lane, detail. How you know the way to my soul, how you going crazy where my body, where's everything for more? I can feel your touch, like my body saved you too much to learn. The feeling that you came in and left your juices too much to tell to. Have your body continuously tell me that you can't understand. Maybe remember that piece of you, because you know. Despite being typically the very best to see that you have to see. To be special attention, passing my attention is that you have my mind wishing that to return to your ambition. That's how you need to get that even. It feels as if my body is in this mission to get back with you with dimension. My ambition is to ask permission from God to return to your helpers, because now I'm looking at her having returned to this date. Yeah, my mind is right, my body is so stimulated. My emotions that were restricted have finally been emancipated, and now I'm restricted with these sexual tensions. And my intention is to release my endorphin. Every morning, serotonin and dopamine is from my imagination of a passionate kisser. Reminiscent totalizing sessions, guessing that how the next time will have been feeling, but I'm hoping to return back to your walls with your comfort. I know after walking through hell, it'll all be worth it. So several on hard to find is the gates and shoulders are between your thighs. When I look in your eyes, I see paradise. I get lost in the magic kingdom of the mirage. When I teach you that you sense so far, your body is the heart of God. You know, heaven's gate was being with you. I feel like I had a good faith. I found heaven for sure. I feel heaven came in the world in the form of my favorite girl. But let me just put up your skin. So my hands to give to give your body affirmation as my massage possesses your body, the dresses, as my fingertips and just you can no longer do the stresses. But for now, let's just, I'm not just trying to avoid all these different rotations. Because my body is giving up to your sexual attention.
My.
Mary, you just keep on surprising me, sir.
I'm going back in my corner and just breathe.
I hear you using his grown man voice.
But he's not
playing, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. Got me sitting over here sucking my thumb again.
Yeah, like, somebody better suck something. No, okay. Okay. It just slipped out. It just slipped out. I wasn't trying to do it. It just slipped out. It slipped out. Let me just hit the bell one more time and give it up for Shinobi. You know, just in here, you know. Make sure you call that man's 1-800 number. Call Georgie. Call now.
1-800-Georgie.
1-800-GORGIE. If you call now, we're offering, you know, Lifetime Plus. Oh, and then you also get chocolate covered bananas.
Yeah.
I heard you had the discount for the ladies on the back blowing out. So, you know, the back blowouts. I heard you had that. And it comes with the side of cheek slap. You know, cheek slap.
That blows out and comes out with the pipe cleaner.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. So, you know, make sure you see that man about that. He's going to help
you
out.
Yeah, come check out some of the back blowout sale. The back blowout sale, yeah.
He's going to help you out. Matter of fact, all right, so I think, I'm not sure, but I think Omari is in here. I think Omari came in, but I'm not sure because he ain't raised his hand or nothing. But I'm going to ask if he's here. Omari, if you heard me. Omari, you in here?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, he tried to creep in here quiet and shit. He's like this ninja.
just ninja'd his way up in here. But it's okay, cause we gonna go off the drip real quick. We gonna call, cause they've been waiting. Had to go back and get them, cause they was in the queue and they was like, yo, take forever. But you know, we was like, nah, we got you. So, ladies and gentlemen, and drip fam, are like, welcome Brooklyn in the house. Brooklyn in the house. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Crystal clear.
Okay. Yes. How are you guys?
Oh, congrats. Doing?
Yeah, I'm a bit sleepy. Forgive me. I hope I can see because I forgot my glasses. So I'll just go ahead and proceed.
The question is, why are you sleepy?
Well, I'm not at home. There's a reason for it. I'm at my uncle's. So I left my glasses in the car, and I don't feel like going out there to get them. But anyway, I digress. Will you accommodate me? I have needs that have yet to be met. Thoughts of you, the very things you do, turns me from dew to wet. Will you accommodate me? I believe I've been ever so patient. Nights, then days, and nights, then days spent speaking with you, thinking of you, dreaming of you, imagining you, waiting, contemplating the possibilities of what I can do with you. At times, this attraction has me so worked up, and I'm running out of distractions to sidetrack me from these thoughts. Maybe it's my fault, but nevertheless, I have want of you. Perhaps you should consider giving me a piece so you'll have your piece, and then possibly your peace can be still, changing from steel to still, so my mind and you will rest in peace. Maybe it's just the thing I need for these strong desires to cease. For some time you've been in my fantasies as a prisoner seeking parole, since it was my celibate mind you stole. It's the very thing you'll need to get released from the cell of my desire. Only viable option for your freedom. But I can't guarantee emancipation will come, but you just may. Seems like you have some thinking to do. So again, I ask this question of you. Will you accommodate me? Phone.
Yeah.
I need an adult. I need someone to hold my hand. Help me.
I don't know if you want anybody to hold your hands right now.
I don't know about holding the hand. I need somebody to hold something. Anyway.
Hold it gently here, start here, then go there, then go here, then start here, go there.
Go over there.
Go over there. Right here. Okay.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That's a winner. Now, just for the record, we are officially over in overtime. We're going to finish up the last couple of poets, as you know, what's happening. It's been a fantastic night, of course. If you're listening, of course, this is, you know, the streaming has stopped. The Blog Talk Lady is exceeding the mean. We are officially in overtime, so we can say what the fuck we want to say. More importantly, If you do drop from this, you will not be able to come back onto it because it closes. So make sure that you stay and hold on to everything because it will happen in a particular fashion. Now, with that being said, can we give it up for Brooklyn in the house? Feeling real good. We're going to need some people to hold some other things. It's going to be nice. We're going to move down the line. Now, we're going to move down the line because it's important. Now, I'm going to switch it up because, you know, I always like, you know, you have to have Mr. Shut them down. So we're gonna make some changes and switch some stuff up. So we're gonna go with Ominous Vox, the Pen of Omens from Brand New Heavies, Spring 23, the 100 Poetry Collective. We're gonna go with him, see what he does, see how he's gonna do it. His official role as the Pen Ominous Vox coming in as the Pen of Omens. We're gonna see how filthy he can make it. Is it gonna be dirty? Is it gonna be nasty? We're going to see what he does. You know, I'm putting a lot of pressure on him just because I like to. Anyway, you ready? Are you ready?
No pressure at all, right? I can't just come in one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. No, you said the fish would be, I have a problem. All right.
As soon as you signed up to the drip, all that shit was over.
Lord have mercy. Right. Lord have mercy.
All right. You got to go. We're going to give you the bell. We're going to give you some applause. And the mic is yours, sir.
Where the hell you been? Having the nerve to make my dick wait. My balls ache. Where you been? Don't tell me about work. I just cleared your calendar. Now bring that ass over here. You best walk. Like you're in danger because you are. I miss the fuck out of you. And now I'm about to fuck the miss out of me and you. But first, a question. Why are you still dressed? Clearly, you think I'm playing with you. The shirt you're wearing, I'm tying you to the headboard with. The bra, those panties, ankles tied down. Ass in the air, ready to receive punishment for making me miss it. Gently caress your right ass cheek, letting my fingertips see all your curves. Then slap it for being gone so long. Don't whimper yet, cause your left is getting the same. My hand might reach you, but the flogger will teach your ass where to be. As it glides across your cheeks, over your hills and valleys, and with a flick of my wrist, I snap you back to reality. This ass is mine. I'll send my finger on a mission between your lips to point to your soul. Watching you twitch, writhe, and moan is my goal. Then when you beg for me to put it in, I'll taste my finger and flog it again and again and again. I miss the fuck out of you. And you about to know what that feels like when I rear up behind you and impale you on my man spike. I'm going to drill for oil. Water and your ancestors' tears. I'm going so deep in your yoni, all our future kids cheer. Hair pulled, throat squeezed, don't tell me you're coming because you'll find yourself teased. Because I miss the fuck. You ain't coming. Not yet. Say my name. Say my name like you miss the taste of my tongue in your mouth. Say my name like my dick is writing it with every thrust. Say my name. Ask me if you can come. Then you can come with me as I explode in you like military-grade ordnance as we both collapse. Only then I will untie your wrist, untie your feet,
hold you close in my chest and whisper in your ear, the fuck out of you. Ten of Omens, you've been warned.
That was a warning.
Wait a minute.
Damn.
I wasn't ready.
The man's like, we impelling this. I'm over it. That's like this love.
I'm fucking beefing right now. I said to this man, you put the black suit on, throw the thing. I said, nigga, if you do this poem, listen, you got to, you just did all. I was trying to tell myself, listen, this nigga said, ask me to come. Like, what the hell? You know, Mojave, I don't feel comfortable with such a,
wait,
fucking fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Digging in the yoni? Like the military?
The flogger is going to teach your ass where it needs to be. The flogger is going to teach your ass.
I feel it, man.
That was hard to say.
Let me give this motherfucker a couple bells. Just a few. Close you up. Here, have two more.
One, and then we're going to give you applause.
Rest my motherfucking ass. Stop the cap. This motherfucker here is shit. I missed the fuck out of you. What? Please. Jeez, man, listen. You're filthy, miscreant, dirty, nasty. You full of shit too. Res is red, Bob is blue. You full of shit too. Motherfucker just came and laid waste to shit. You know. So motherfucker, let me give you another fucking bell. Take this bell with your ass. Take it with you. Carry that bell. Sit here as well. Try that shit at home. Anybody listen to replays, let me say on replays now. He capped and he came in here and he decimated shit and was trying to be cute. Fuck all this shit. He's filthy. It's dirty. You know, fucking ominous box of Ten of Omens. Nasty mother. Okay. Let me shut my mouth. Flag on the play. I'm like, where? Flag on the play. Throw the flag. Throw the fucking flag. All right. I'm going to see if I can go get, because I know Omari got kicked off and we tried to get him to come back in. I'm going to see if I can make it work. I don't know what's going to thing. The control for the phone thing is off, so it's not there, so I have to do it another way. But, all right, so let me explain to you, right? All right, so walking erotica is a fucking whole problem. He's a fucking problem. He's just a problem. Like, if you don't understand, he's a problem. He's got a lot of fucking names, right? You know, pimp name, Mr. Yes Lord, you know, Mr. Soul Gargler, Mr. Bitch, You Better. And of course, you know, I can never see the sound the way he do it because he does it sound perfectly. Only other person that doesn't sound good is Cena, but Cena's not here today. But, you know, he's got a lot of things. But listen, the man is multi-leveled, multi-tiered, multi-hued, an amazing fucking producer. Amazing, right? So he's an amazing producer. He has a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on. He's absolutely fantastic what he does. And he's a hellified poet beyond anything that you could possibly imagine. So with that, let me ring this bell right now.
All right. Let me just, I'm gonna, you know. He's ready. He's born ready. Mr. Shut Him Down himself. The closer. The closer. Walking Erotica. Y'all give him a round of applause.
Let's go, bro. Let's go.
I appreciate the hell out of
it. After all,
everybody as well.
After all, the safe way he can do poetry.
Listen, after Albany, I was never the same. It's never the same.
Show us on the piece.
My piece is called. What's up?
No, I was gonna say, I talked to her. She was very proud to grab your dick. She was very proud. She admitted it. She was like, yes.
Oh,
very, very proud. Very proud. See, I'm telling you, she's very proud. And she was like, yeah. She's like, she can't wait till, you know, December. She's like, you got to go to the show.
That's hilarious.
Dead ass. I'm not even joking with you. She was super proud. Super.
Wow.
What the mic is yours?
Thank you. The piece I'm going to do tonight is called The World of Voluptuous. My tongue ingrains sacred hieroglyphic encryptions under the surface of your skin to ensure your protection during this godly ritual. Because you have no clue what's about to happen to you. See, I pray for this praise so that I may pray and pray to abolish my hungers, but also to anoint this tongue with the heavens and your undeniable freedom. Hymns from you being a prior witness drip from your lips as this jaw life forearm grip attached to hinge hips, sucking, licking, and pinching your own nips as I sip you. My extraordinary curiosity discover and uncover new landscapes in your unscavenged infinity. Just to have them flooded once again by your own seas and become fabled cities like Atlantis. During the cycle of this aquatic bliss, you just can't pant, see. This advancement implemented on your clit, having these intellectual vicious dances, the masses chants from your voice box to the highest degree for your God. You're welcome, babe. And it all comes with a 100% honey and cream back guarantee, where the payment of your expressive satisfaction will always be refunded with more licking, more kissing, more gripping, more shit talking, more caressing, more choking, more deep pussy dick throbbing, more spit mouthing, more pillow screams, more orgasm edging, more popped eardrums, more head rushes, more bottom to the bottom of the pussy strokes, more squirting, more seizure legs, more soul snatching, more trips to utopia. Yes, bitch. I am reciprocity at its finest. Be honest with me. You can taste it too, can't you? And it feel good on, off, and through every part of your body, doesn't it? See, over here, there is no room for temptation when you agree to indulge in my world to fulfill desires. So make sure you only come to visit the world of voluptuous when you are sure and ready with your wildest choices or your only choices. Peace.
Ain't no peace in the valley.
Walking around. If you make your way to the door, there's a woman out there that wants to grab your dick right now.
Thank you, sir.
There's a few of us in here.
I mean, you got to go that far.
Yeah, you got to get through us first. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh. I need a rag.
Cigarette. I'm done.
Eat a cold
cigarette.
Oh, God.
You okay, Danielle?
Hell no, I ain't okay. I live by myself. It's a problem up in here. Shit.
Now I know who Soul Gargoyle is, because I saw them now.
Where he at? Say some more stuff. Just talk.
His call dropped.
He need 20 more seconds, in other words.
Oh, Lord. No, don't do me like that.
20 more seconds, just go.
You'll never find.
Damn, that was good. Oh. What's his sign?
Damn.
Go.
Dollar.
What's a dollar?
My bad.
Y'all gonna get people pregnant.
My legs are shaking.
Hear you now.
It's come with the need to procreate. All right, so y'all can hear me now, right? Because I was talking on the thing, and so bad it was. I went and got Omari. I figured out how to make it work. So
it sounds like y'all got some Sam Wiles between your legs.
Man. these people right here are not safe, Omari. You did not want me.
Omari ain't going to make it better. He's trying to play innocent.
I went and got him so he can come in here and hold people down. So I'm just going to let him do what he does and leave it at that. So, Omari, Mr. King Wise, are you ready?
Oh, I'm supposed to read poetry and shit.
Nah.
Stop playing.
No,
you're playing.
Really?
Of course you're playing. Okay.
Let me see. I'm in my files right now, trying to find something to read.
The floor is not safe, so don't walk while you're looking.
It would be better if I remember the names of my own damn poems.
That might be helpful. That could be helpful.
What is the name of
arranged in alphabetical order?
While you're looking, I didn't hear my favorite three words out of Walking Erotica before you finished your piece, so I'm just going some kind of way. I'm still waiting for that moment.
You know what? While you're looking for that, we just gonna play.
Grab my dick.
I don't think that was working.
Better question for this particular song. How many people got booty to this song?
Oh, hell yeah.
What's wrong with you?
That came out while I was in college, too. Come on now.
Yeah. All right, wait.
I'm gonna just say,
how many people got booty?
I'm gonna just say, I was with a Libra, and that was the best sex I ever had when that song came out.
What song is that?
Nah, you had to get this song. You had to get.
I don't recognize it yet.
Oh, the Love Jones song. Come on, the Love Jones
soundtrack.
Omari, let me.
Okay.
You ready now?
No. I'm over here. I'm ready.
We're gonna revisit that song afterwards. But the mic is yours.
It's dedicated to all my people that was at the show in Albany. In the morning, She sang my name as a mnemonic limerick. Still nestled my Milky Way necessity at the nape of her oral yoni. She was mesmerized and reprogrammed by the century that sang sweet love songs down the slide of her esophagus, gulping copious testimonies of orgasmic organisms like a quickening of life is sustaining fetal fantasies in her windpipe. Her talent is breathing, sucking, stroking, slurping, and gouging in a masterful symphonic harmony. My hardness hardens and extends to probe the inside of her cheeks. I search for the beautiful contrast between the walls and taste buds. She opens her mouth. I test the trampoline of her palate, waving my wonder up and down like a wand onto her extended pink pillow. She's like an extreme throat witch, surfing the ridge of my sugar cane in half-pipe motions, leaving my veins spellbound. Her gag was a growl, a scowl on her face, pleased her aesthetically into a demon heathen, determined to pledge her tonsils and lips to try to pull my spine through my porthole. Hoover, horny, heroine of head, making my special limb disappear in a potion of her saliva and my honey nut god lava. To give her jaws reprieve, I travel down her chest and squeeze into the sequel of orifice offerings. Feeling her spilling onto my power pores and watching her eyes search for her mind, I design angles that reward her for her knee padless fealty. She tires. We lay and slumber in each other's everything, legs sleep dancing between legs, hands refuse wherever skin loves fingerprints. We awaken still shiny, still sticky. I checked on her because I care for her, not just because her mouth is a legendary lost city that even heaven is jealous of. I'm imprisoned in the need to live in the magical place where all of her words are born. She did things impossible, impossibly did things. Trust me, there's a difference between the two. I hoped I hadn't destroyed 1 second of her timeless soul purifier. It doesn't snatch my soul. It temporarily extracts it for purification and remixing. Last night we said, I love you. Before we designed the unsafe for safe word, we didn't make love. We didn't fuck. We soldered universes together, renovated black holes, and saturated each other in special stardust serenade. Her wet sinus published her inner thighs every second and seventh stroke, published an anthology of orgasms and inordinate orbits of ovary opus. I work hard to hang on and keep my rhythm as her back violently arches from the bed, cacophony of juices, moans, and backslaps fill our galaxy as I deliver defibrillator dick into every degree of her superstar. Sometimes I leave it in for a few seconds to remind her that I'm here to stay. But sometimes I rapidly put it in and take it out so she won't take my presence for granted.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I was on my knees writing every word that came out of your mouth. Every word. I couldn't keep still. I'm promising you.
Oh, I love that piece. I love that piece.
Don't wait, Billy. Her mouth is a legendary lost city.
That part.
The orchestra and the cacophony and the backslash for me.
I'm just saying.
Goodness.
Miss Grant just in here just being just all extra and nasty and all kinds of stuff. And it was way past the time. So for anybody who's going to listen to the replay, this should be out in 15 minutes. Anything else is going on? Fantastic show. You filthy miscreants. You're dirty. You made everybody horny. I ain't got no more water in the well. I'm out of cold press. It's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. It's real nuts. Anyway.
Don't forget we got Sarah's birthday celebration on in the drip.
Yes.
Oh, and yeah, we got Sarah. And don't forget, we got to be. This Friday, we're gonna be over here with Scott Malikia. We're gonna be in. You know, we're gonna be over there. So we're gonna come in there, and we're gonna go gobstopping and doing all kinds of stuff, and it's gonna be fun. We're gonna go in there and drip. All the drips go in there. We're gonna drip. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
Make my
I have to bring my water bottle so I can spray and keep water.
I want the drip.
It's gonna be like plastic on everything.
Yeah, you know. It's like they said, you know, your grandmother kept, you know, a cover on the couch because she was a squirter.
What?
Oh, I never heard that. You take that back.
Your grandpa,
the room will be sponsored by Trojan.
I'm just saying. You ever wonder why you slip the couch so
quick? Let me call them right now. You're right.
So this is, wait, you got plastic on the couch and a
room? You got latex on the couch? You got not to do a nine on the couch?
Like, bug him out. It's like, yo, how did this happen? Wow, you know.
I want to ask y'all a question. Anybody ever heard of a new room massage?
A new room massage. Yes. Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
No. What is
I haven't
it?
Heard of it, but I want
tell
one.
You what it is. But yeah.
That's going to be the next poem. I'm writing it. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I'll explain
so
it to you in the poem.
if you have the ability to do it, to do it I volunteer for tribute. You know, I will shave my body to have this massage, and I would not do that for him. I would shave my body.
I'm going to dream about you tonight.
I'm just trying to tell you. If you want to listen to the replay, they would be like, they're just nasty like that.
Yeah.
Like, they be talking about love poems. Fuck out of here. All right.
The poem I just read.
I feel like we're cheating on Friday.
Get ready. It's gonna be slippery. We don't let people know. It's gonna be.
You hear me, Marvin?
Huh?
The poem I just read is a love poem.
That's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, love.
Mm-hmm.
I love a few things.
Mm-hmm, yep. We all loved it too. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the lines is I checked on her because I care about her.
We heard that,
I just thought that was the sweetest thing. Yes, it was. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you checked on her, yeah. But you know, she had a mouth of legendary Lost City, so
would you just pull her head up and look at her and see if she's still breathing?
You know, I'm just saying, I've been made to scream before. My feet is dangled. I've kicked a few times. I ain't going to sit here and hold you. But if somebody has a legendary mouth that's like a Lost City, I don't know if I want that kind of thing to happen to me. That would be like bad. That's, you know, somebody had that kind of power. I don't want to. No woman should have all that power. Would you say that?
You don't want your dick playing Indiana Jones?
Lara Croft.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I might have to slip a Tomb Raider reference in that poem. Hold on.
Yeah. He's gonna start rewriting the poem now. All right. I gotta get going. So let yourself move around. But listen, this has been Epiphany Radio Universe, a Free Entertainment Network, the Starship, where we boldly go where poems have not gone before. And in this case, it's been all up in you.
Sponsored by Sham Wow.
It's sponsored by Sham Wow. And what is it? and all those good things. It's a bit of flood, and, you know, oceans and all kinds of stuff, and drawbridges, and you know, it's a bridge over troubled water. Anyway, that being said, we thank you for coming out and experiencing the Honey Dripper 3.0, featuring Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. This has been a fantastic evening and everything else, and make sure that you check us out. Friday we will be in Lyrical Vibes with Scott Malika, a.k.a. Theologist, and Ominous Box, the Pen of Omens. Sunday we will be celebrating. Wait, is it this Sunday? No, it's next Sunday, right? It's next Sunday. Am I right? It's next Sunday, right?
Yep. Yeah, Sarah's the 27th, and PPP is
all right,
the
10th. All right, so we'll be celebrating Pound Cake of the Honey Drippers, a.k.a. Mystic. There's a whole bunch of things that are going on. Make sure you check us out. We have a few things that are about to happen. It is going down. Make sure you follow everybody that you've heard this evening on their social media. Go through everything else with the page. We are on Instagram under the_honeydripper_erotic. There's a bunch of other things that you'll be able to get to. We actually have a page on Facebook, but we're going to activate that, you know, as soon as 100 days we get up and running, and we'll be able to interact with you and do all kinds of stuff, and have some merch out. So, you know,
hey,
buy our shit.
Hey Mojave, somebody told me that you're going to be doing a limited edition hoodie with something on the hoodie that you're never going to produce again. Is that true?
Probably. More than likely. 10,000 probably, yeah, that's probably true. I'll probably be doing that. Anything else, yo. But, of course, you can always get your beautiful yo hoodies from us, as well as Brilliantly Filthy. Well, you understand, but, you know, but you don't get the patch unless you're one of us. But, that being said, we want to thank everybody for coming out. We want to thank everybody for doing this fantastic job, thanking all of the drip, doing amazing things, doing incredible things. And that being said, we wish you a good night. Be safe. Be good. And make sure that you're kind to someone else. And that being said, this will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm pregnant. Who the pet is?